are.
Senate, please come to order. Will the members vote to signify their presence?
The roll shows 16 members present this morning. Senators Fisher and Schultz are excused from the call of the Senate today.
Please stand for invocation by the chaplain, Reverend Mary Ann Warden of the Northern Lights United Church.
Let us pray. O God, in the course of this busy life, give us times of refreshment and peace, and grant that we may use our leisure to rebuild our bodies and renew our minds, that our spirits may be open to the goodness of your creation. And grant us, O Lord, your traveling mercies for those who will travel this weekend, and be with our families. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Well, Senator Franklin, just
pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Senator Cotton?
President, I move and ask unanimous consent to defer every spread on the journal.
Hearing no objection, motion carries. Will the Secretary please certify the journal?
I wish to certify as the correctness of the journal for the 60th legislative day.
Senator Halford?
I move and ask unanimous consent to the journal for the 60th legislative day be approved by the Senate.
Hearing no objection, motion carries. Introduction of guests. Senator Collins?
Thank you, Mr. President. We have some very special guest pages today. There are some Russian students from Moscow who have been sponsored by Chimay, and I'd like to introduce them, and hopefully I will pronounce their names correctly. We have with us today Andy Sarogin, Igor Vologov, Vlad Shuzov, and Sergei Kozarenko. Would you please help me welcome them to Juneau? Mr. President, if I may also introduce one of the sponsors, one of the members of Chimay, who's sitting in Senator Miller's gallery, Susan Clark.
Senator Collins?
And if I may, one more time, I do have in Senator Ziegler's gallery Nancy Speer, who is my staffer and is also one of the sponsors of the Soviet students. Please help me welcome Nancy.
Senator Halford.
Thank you, Mr. President. In the gallery behind me is John Nazaroff, a businessman from Anchorage, I think, from Senator Sturzaluski's district.
Senator Rohde.
Mr. President, also in the gallery behind us is a longtime friend of mine, someone who's worked here with us and is now the Director of Elections, Sean Jason.
Are there any further introductions? Senator Menard.
Thank you very much, Mr. President. In the Miller Gallery, Senator Katula and I have some constituents down from Valdez, and they are on the Valdez City Council. Please help me welcome Mr. Bob Keller and Ms. Ward.
Messages from the Governor.
Message dated March 30th to Mr. President. I have read the following resolution and transmitted the engrossed and roll copies to the Lieutenant Governor's Office for permit filing. Senate Resolution Number 6, establishing a Senate Special Committee on the Exxon Valdez Oil Spill Claim Settlement. Senate Resolve Number 5, message dated March 21st. Dear Mr. President, I have signed the following resolution and transmitted the engrossed and roll copies to the Lieutenant Governor's Office for permit filing. Committee substitute for House Joint Resolution Number 14, State Affairs, withholding the federal income taxes from emergency firefighters employed by the Bureau of Land Management. Legislative Resolve Number 5. Sincerely, Walter J. Hickel, Governor. And those are all the messages from the Governor this morning, Mr. President.
Messages from the House?
There are no messages from the House.
Communications.
The following report has been received. School bus safety report from Steve Hole, Acting Commissioner, Department of Education, in accordance with Chapter 12, SLA 1990. This communication is available in the Senate Secretary's office, and those are all the communications. close all the communications this morning.
Can I brief it easy?
Introduction of guests.
You may proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. In the Miller Gallery, I see that we have the mayor of non-Dalton here, Tom Green. I'd like to welcome him to the Senate. Tom? Oh.
Senator Zara.
Mr. President. I see in the Ziegler Gallery behind me here that we have a former staffer here who is now residing in the Girdwood area, Michael Thill.
Reports to standing committees.
Community and Regional Affairs Committee considered Senate Joint Resolution Number 12, endorsing S-49, the Ocean and Coastal Resource Enhancement Act, recommends due pass. Report was signed by Senator Frank Chair, concurring Senators Pierce, Hoffman, Jaroff, and Sturgalewski. Zero fiscal note attached. Senate Joint Resolution Number 12 has a further referral to the Resources Committee. Transportation Committee considered Senate Bill Number 155, appropriation of the Alaska Marine Highway System Vessel Replacement Fund, reports it back as follows. Senator Menard, Chair, and Senator Jones signed due pass. Senator Schultz signed no recommendation. Senate Bill Number 155 has a further referral to the Finance Committee. Labor and Commerce Committee considered Senate Bill Number 161, appropriations for contract settlement costs and arbitration awards for public employees who are members of collective bargaining unions and for salary adjustments for public employees who are not members of a bargaining unit. A majority of the committee recommends it be replaced with a committee substitute new title and due pass. Report was signed by Senator Pierce, Chair, concurring Senators Elias and Collins. Senate Bill Number 161 has a further referral to the Finance Committee. Community and Regional Affairs Committee considered Senate Bill Number 179, appropriations for water, sewer, and solid waste projects. A majority of the committee recommends it be replaced with a committee substitute and due pass. Report was signed by Senator Frank, Chair, concurring Senators Hoffman, Jaroff, and Sturgalewski. Senator Pierce signed no recommendation. Senate Bill Number 179 has a further referral to the Finance Committee. Community and Regional Affairs Committee considered Senate Bill Number 182, investment pools for public entities. A majority of the committee recommends it be replaced with a committee substitute and due pass. Report was signed by Senator Frank, Chair, concurring Senators Pierce, Hoffman, and Jara. Senator Sturgalewski signed no recommendation. 2-0 fiscal notes attached. Senate Bill Number 182 has a further referral to the Finance Committee. Senate Special Committee on Ethics Reform considered committee substitute for House Bill Number 86 Judiciary, closing the two-day reporting gap in pre-election reports. And the majority of the committee recommends due pass. The report was signed by Senator Collins, Chair, concurring Senators Frank and Jara. Previous House zero fiscal note. Committee substitute for House Bill Number 86 has a further referral to the Judiciary Committee. Rules Committee considered Senate Bill Number 87, exempting certain graduate educational programs in law and medicine from state regulation. And Committee Substitute for House Bill Number 56, Finance, Certification of Retired Teachers, recommends calendar. Reports were signed by Senator Jaroff, Chair, concurring Senators Jones, Duncan, Elias, and Halford. These two bills do appear on today's calendar, and those are all the standing committee reports today, Mr. President.
Reports of special committees.
There are no special committee reports.
Introduction of Senate resolutions.
There are no Senate resolutions this morning.
Introduction of Senate bills.
Sponsor substitute for Senate Bill Number 25 by Senator Jaroff and Sturgalewski, an act concerning the exercise of authority and recovery of damages by the state and its municipalities and villages in matter relating to environmental conservation and relating to state assistance to municipalities and villages for expenses for prevention and abatement of environmental degradation and providing for an effective date.
CNRA Finance.
Senate Bill Number 220 by Senators Rodian and Collins, an act granting employees of the state residential psychiatric facility status as peace officers under the public employees retirement system and providing for an effective date.
State Affairs, Finance.
Senate Bill Number 221 by the Rules Committee by request of the Governor, an act relating to municipalities in the custody and care of and responsibility for prisoners.
State Affairs, CRA.
Senate Bill Number 222 by the Rules Committee by request of the Governor, an act extinguishing junior liabilities and state tax lien distraint sales and providing for redemption rights.
Judiciary.
Senate Bill Number 223 by the Rules Committee by request of the Governor, an act relating to assignments of the right to receive a permit fund dividend and providing for an effective date.
Finance.
Senate Bill Number 224 by the Rules Committee by request of the Governor, an act increasing the tax on aviation fuel and providing for an effective date.
Brief at ease.
224 by the Rules Committee by request of the Governor, and not increasing the tax on aviation fuel and providing for an effective date.
Transportation, Judiciary, Finance.
Senate Bill Number 225 by Senators Menard and Collins, an act relating to credited service in the public employees retirement system and providing for an effective date.
State Affairs, Finance.
And those are all the bills for introduction this morning, Mr. President.
Consideration of the day of calendar.
Senate Bill Number 87 by Senator Rohde, an act exempting certain graduate educational programs in law and medicine from state regulation. The Health, Education, and Social Services Committee considered the bill, recommends it be replaced with the committee substitute and do pass. Report was signed by Senator Strzelczewski, Chair, concurring Senators Cotton and Menard, zero fiscal unattached. Rules Committee considered the bill, recommends calendar. Report was signed by Senator Jaroff, Chair, concurring Senators Jones, Duncan, Elias, and Halford. There's a SCS.
Senator
Strzelczewski. Yes, I move the adoption of committee substitute for Senate Bill 87 has. Before asking unanimous consent, the only change from the bill as sponsored by Senator Rohde was the inclusion after law or medicine, adding the words dentistry. I would ask unanimous consent.
Without objection, the Hess Committee substitute is adopted.
Committee substitute for Senate Bill Number 87 Hess by the State Health, Education, and Social Services Committee, an act exempting certain graduate educational programs in law, dentistry, and medicine from state regulation.
Are there any amendments?
I have no amendments.
Senator Halford.
I ask unanimous consent that the Hess Committee substitute for Senate Bill 87 be considered engrossed, advanced to third reading, placed in final passage.
Without objection, committee substitute for Senate Bill 87 Hess is in third reading. Will the Secretary please read the bill?
Committee substitute for Senate Bill Number 87 Hess, an act exempting certain graduate educational programs in law, dentistry, and medicine from state regulation.
Senator Rohde.
Mr. President, bill corrects a small glitch in the law. Presently, the Post-Secondary Commission doesn't regulate programs that charge less than $500. There is a program that allows college graduates who are going on to law school to take an exam course, and it is run by the former law librarian. They charge $700. The Post-Secondary Commission admitted that they had no interest in regulating this, but they declined to increase the above $500 the exemption point, saying that they were concerned about vocational courses and other ones that might possibly be fly-by-night. I drafted this bill. The Post-Secondary Commission has no concerns with it because it does carve out an exception that they're not concerned with, and essentially it allows those people who put forward a course for college graduates who are going on to law school, medical school, or dental school not to have to go ahead and pay the bond. It's a very small problem, and it's this bill corrects it, and it is not foreseen as being one in the future. I would recommend support, Mr. President.
Senator Strzelczewski.
Yes, Mr. President, I would move, it has been distributed, a letter of intent. You each should have that on your desk. This was discussed in the Senate Hess Committee, and we had adopted by the committee a letter of intent that went with the bill prior to amendment by which included the dental portion of it. So, and I failed to bring to the attention a corrected letter of intent, so I'm offering it now. I just want to explain that this is to clarify the bill to do exactly as Senator Rohde has said, but it does not, to make it very clear, that it does not apply to those courses, say that you've gone through medical school, you've gone through dental school, you've gone through law school, and you're preparing to be licensed within the state. Those programs that are offered are still covered. So as Senator Rohde indicated, this is a very narrow exemption. I would move adoption with unanimous consent.
Hearing no objection, letter of intent to Senate Bill Number 87 is adopted. Is there any further discussion? The question being, shall committee substitute for Senate Bill 87 Hess pass the Senate? Members may proceed to vote. Has any senator failed to vote? Secretary locked the roll. Do any senators wish to change their vote? Secretary will record the roll. And so, committee to substitute for Senate Bill 87 Hess has passed the Senate by a vote of 17 yeas and 0 nays.
Committee substitute for House Bill Number 56, Finance, by the Finance Committee, an act related to certification of retired teachers and providing an effective date. Health, Education, and Social Services Committee considered the bill. Majority of the committee recommends due pass. The report was signed by Senator Strzelczewski, Chair, concurring Senators Fisher and Menard. Previous House, zero fiscal note. Rules Committee considered the bill, recommends calendar. The report was signed by Senator Zharoff, Chair, concurring Senators Jones, Duncan, Elias, and Halford.
Senator Halford.
Consent committee substitute for House Bill 56, Finance, be considered engrossed. Pass third reading, place the final passage.
Here, brief at ease. Before the body. Without objection, committee substitute House Bill 56, Finance, is in third reading. Will the secretary read the bill?
Committee substitute for House Bill 56, Finance, an act relating to certification of retired teachers and providing for an effective date.
Discussion, Senator Katula.
Yes, Mr. President, busy on other issues here, so I don't intend to ask to go back second reading. The chairman of the committee is going to check out the following. That's, there are a lot of old-time teachers that had, in those days, it took 10 years for retirement vesting. There are some that would be qualified under any provision presently that could do substitute teaching. Nonetheless, it said here, the department shall issue a teacher certificate to a person who possessed a valid, I would think just saying possessed a valid Alaska teacher certificate upon retirement, and then delete who is receiving retirement benefits on a teacher retirement system, because there are those that possessed upon their personal retirement a valid teaching certificate, but because of the length of time required, there were some other conditions at that time, wouldn't be part of the retirement system if they were valid Alaskan teachers. I got in a very large fight about 25 years ago on behalf of a school superintendent who had 9 years of Alaska time in, but nobody had any concern for him, and I couldn't get it through that he get any type of a retirement privilege. Now, that same type of a person would not even be eligible for continuing to teach. Some of these people in those days had lifetime certificates from other states and so on besides. I just don't think there's good purpose served, but as I say, the chairman of the committee said, why don't we look at it, hold it over for a day, and don't offer the amendment now until we check it out.
Yes, we could do that either two ways. We could do it and give notice of reconsideration or just hold it a day. I think that might be preferable. Then we could work with the sponsor. So I would appreciate if the majority leader might consider placing that on the calendar for Monday.
Thank you, Senator Halford.
I would move and ask unanimous consent in that case. The committee substitute for House Bill 56, Finance, be held in third reading for Monday's calendar.
Hearing no objection, motion carries.
Citations honoring Charles Kasson by Senators Duncan, Jara, Perrin Camp, Strzelczewski, Menard, Collins, Jones, Pierce, and Halford. In memoriam, Greg Gillespie Jr., Senators Menard, Collins, Pierce, and Halford.
Senator Rohde.
Mr. President, I consent that my name be placed on both citations.
Hearing no objection. Senator Halford.
I move and ask the citations appearing on today's calendar be adopted by the Senate.
Hearing no objection, motion carries. We're under unfinished business. Senator Jones.
President, I move and ask unanimous consent that I be excused from the call of Senate from March 28th until plain time April 2nd for personal reasons.
Hearing no objection, motion carries. Senator Halford.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent I be excused from the Senate on March 25th on personal business. I intend to be here, but I may have trouble with plane schedules. And I am currently excused on the 28th. I'd like to withdraw that excuse on the 28th, which is Thursday.
Hearing no objection, motion carries. Senator Pierce.
Thank you, sir. I move unanimous consent that I be excused from the call of the Senate from Friday, March 29th through plain time, Tuesday, April 2nd. If invite you all to come back and celebrate with me my term in 40 in a second. I also move and ask unanimous consent that I be excused from the call of the Senate on state business from Thursday, April 4th through Wednesday, April 10th. I will be attending the Council of State Governments meeting as Senator Farrington stand in.
Hearing no objection, motion carries. Is there any further unfinished business? Announcements? Senator Collins?
Thank you, Mr. President. I would just like to announce that there will be a reception in Senate Finance at 5 p.m. tonight for the Soviet students who were our guest pages today, and urge the members to come up and greet the students if they're going to be in town. Thank you.
Thank you. Senator Zaroff.
Thank you, Mr. President. There'll be a Rules Committee meeting upon adjournment in the Butrovich Room. There are three pieces of legislation to take into consideration. SCR 13, relating to the bycatch of Alaskan Chinook salmon by the United States and foreign trawl fisheries. SGR 18, relating to the federal legislation against violence to women. And Senate Bill 52, an act relating to the Governor's Council for the Handicapped and Gifted and the definition of developmentally disabled.
Senator Menard?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'd like to make an announcement that there will be a person lecturing next Wednesday night on who is a student of Covert Bailey on fit or fat systems. They will be advocating a low-fat diet. And it's my understanding she's an excellent speaker. It's going to be out at the Racquet Club, and it's at 7 p.m., a $5 admission. So, and I'll have it printed past me.
Can you hold one in the lounge also? Senator Jones.
Mr. President, the Resources Committee will meet this afternoon at 1:30, and we'll take up Senate Bill 178 relating to the management and protection of state land and its resources and establishing remedies to enforce laws against unauthorized use of state land and its resources. We'll also have a presentation by the Alaska Forest Association, and that will be a joint meeting with the Senate Finance Subcommittee on the DNR budget. So, and any members of Finance would like to be there, I'm sure they're welcome. On Monday, March 25th, we'll take up Senate Bill 145 relating to selling of state land for cemeteries, solid or hazardous waste facilities. Senate Bill 178, we'll have another hearing on that. It'll be a teleconference on Monday, and that's the one relating to the management and protection of state land and its resources. So that'll do it for Monday. Thanks.
Any further announcements? Special orders.
President.
Senator Strzelczyk.
Yes, I move and ask unanimous consent to report on a matter of ongoing interest to this body.
Please do.
Yes, you've asked me to share some information regarding Senator Farrenkamp. This comes from an AP wire. She has been happily released from a Portland, Oregon hospital after nearly 2 months there for her treatment. She'll be returning to the legislature during the first week of April. She's going to be spending the next few days in a Portland motel where she'll be regularly visited by nurses overseeing her recovery. As we all know, that cancer was found in her back in January. She's been through a really rough, intensive radiation treatments and chemotherapy. Eldon Mulder on her staff reports that her condition has improved very dramatically in the past few weeks. Her outlook and attitude are good. She's given the doctors a bad time, as Betty can do to some of us now and then. If anything, the doctors have had to slow her down. So she'll be back over the Easter break and hopefully be with us on April 2nd. So that's good news.
It's good news. Thank you. Any further special orders? Senator Halford?
I move and ask unanimous consent the Senate stand in adjournment until Monday at 11 a.m.
Senate adjourned.